Welcome to Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly, a podcast for and about women with chronic illness, autoimmune diseases and invisible disabilities. Here we share resources, accountability, knowledge and caring for each other in a way that brings hope to those who have felt a lack of value and worth due to the stigma and gaslighting around their illnesses.
Here we go. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy, the founder and president of Invisible Warriors. One out of every two adult Americans lives with at least one chronic illness, often called an invisible disability. This disability community is the largest minority in the world. Yet instead of feeling inclusive and wrapped in camaraderie, most of us feel alone, unvalued, and unworthy. We need doctors who understand us and colleagues and family members who believe us when we tell them something about our health. Just knowing the simple fact that we are not alone and still have much to offer can be life-changing. In this podcast, we share tips and strategies, knowledge, and support. In other words, hope for those who are looking for resources to help them maintain a thriving, successful life. Do you have a chronic illness? Well, here at Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly, we have conversations that share the tools and mindsets others use to make their lives better. It is always good to know that there are others out there that have dealt with similar challenges, and our guest today is going to share with us their history and what they've learned along the way. Welcome, Megan Mary.
Thank you, Nancy. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you. I get so that I need to change it every once in a while. I get a little bored.
Yep.
But anyway, welcome to today's conversation. And I am looking forward to hearing all kinds of interesting, good things from you. I know when we talked previously, there were so many questions that came up and so many thoughts and ideas that I know our listeners are really going to want to hear them too. So I'm just going to start out by saying, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why we need to hear what you have to say.
Yes. So my name is Megan Mary, and I'm a dream worker. I specialized in the analysis of women's dreams to promote transformative personal growth and enlightenment. I am the founder of Women's Dream Analysis and the Women's Dream Enlightenment podcast. And I refer to myself as an intuitive, an introvert, a mystic, and an author. And really the way I came to do the work that I do was a spiritual awakening or remembering that happened as a result of a medical crisis, because I have at least three, probably more chronic illnesses, all invisible. And it really forced me to do the inner work that was necessary to heal the spirit side so that my mind and body could also heal along with it as part of that journey. And when I came out on the other side, not that it's ever over, but from the worst part, at least, that really was the time that I felt the calling to help other women on their journeys, both spiritually and also from a invisible warrior place.
Interesting. Now, when you talk about dreams, there are a couple of different meanings to dreams, and I want to make sure that we are both on the same page when we're talking about dreams. It's not the, well, I have a dream of someday being. It's the, when I go to sleep, I dream.
Correct. Yes. Nighttime dreams.
Okay. Big question for me is that I rarely remember my dreams. How can I do interpretation of them if I don't have a clue what they are?
Yes. And I was surprised when I started doing this work that that is a widespread problem. So many times people subconsciously, unknowingly turn off their dream recall. And this is partly because at some point Maybe you remembered a dream that you didn't know what it meant, what to do with. You didn't want to return to that dream. And so you said, well, I'm shutting this off. I just don't want to listen to that anymore. And it might not have even been a conscious decision, but the subconscious is very quiet if we want it to be. And so also there is a few other factors. One is intention. So if you ignore them, they're going to stay quiet. But if you start to pay attention to them and you apply intention to them, they're going to start being more active for you, and you're going to start remembering them more. And there's techniques that I teach in my courses that will allow you to reactivate that dream recall. I've also heard in scientific studies that personality plays a factor, as well as, of course, if you've had any kind of injury to the brain, that can, of course, affect it as well. So there's a lot of different reasons. And for women particularly, hormones also play a part. So when our estrogen is high, our dream recall is high. And when our estrogen is cycling through or waning, that can also affect our dream recall.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. The only dreams I ever recall are nightmares.
Yes. Yes. And that's true for a lot of people because they're so emotionally charged that it gets our attention.
Interesting. You know, I know too that, and this has happened several times in the past, and it's more along the lines of people with the chronic and the autoimmune diseases. I do not sleep most of the night. And the doctors have given me very, 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 I'm not at this point in time, but they have in the past, low doses of antidepressant medication, which is meant not for depression, but to help sleep. And I would take those for 3 or 4 months. I'd sleep beautifully the whole night through. And then all of a sudden, I would start getting these absolutely horrendous nightmares. That, I mean, things like, and there would be reality in them. It would be like the neighborhood I grew up in, and we're protecting our home from alien invaders, and I'm running down the street, and I take off, and I start to fly, you know, just all sorts of crazy things like that. But when they took me off of the medication, those dreams would go away.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Medication is also another thing that can affect them. But what I want to stress there is that I don't feel that they fabricate, let's call it, the dreams. I think it just enhances the activity. And even though what you described may sound ridiculous to you, to me, I can already see so much symbolism in it. So for me, that's part of why I work with dreams, because I feel that they are messages from our subconscious, and especially the ones that are stick out to us really have a message that needs to be received.
To me, if I was looking at it that way, it would probably mean I want to fly away from my disabilities, and, you know, who knows? How do you learn to interpret dreams?
The process that I undertake with my clients is really a process of decoding. So the way I view dreams are that they are stories, essentially, messages from our subconscious, but weaved into a story. And the story is comprised of everything that is in our subconscious. So it's a combination of all of our experiences and everything that we've ever intaked into our mind. And I do want to speak a little bit about the not sleeping, though, because I do have something to say about that. But in terms of the decoding, what I like to do is essentially help the dreamer to draw out those subconscious threads and associations and weave it together in to see how it is a metaphor for our waking life. And when we do that, then what I call dream integration is a process where we take that wisdom and then we integrate it into our waking life. And we start to have a more holistic understanding of both our shadow and our waking, of both our subconscious and our conscious, because our subconscious is 95% of our brain and our conscious is only 5%. So even though we think we know what's going on all the time and what's real and where the foundation is, we're not really taking into, the perspective of the rest of the iceberg. But I do want to comment on what you said about not sleeping well at night, because I have that problem too. I have autoimmune, and for me, that's actually what enhances my dream recall, unfortunately, is because I'm constantly waking up. So every time I wake up, I'm in the middle of a dream and I remember it. And then I go to sleep and then I wake up and then I go to sleep and I wake up. And of course, there is a sleep wake cycle, which is normal for most people, but I think it's exacerbated when you have these types of conditions. And interestingly, for people that want to actually learn about lucid dreaming, one of the techniques that is taught is called wake back to bed. So it actually is to wake up in the middle of the night and in the early morning hours, preferably, and then go back to sleep. And that's one of the ways to actually induce lucid dreaming. So the waking up, rather than inhibiting the dream activity, can actually enhance the recall, I've found.
Really, really interesting. And now my next question in all of this is, what the heck does any of this have to do with chronic illness?
Yes. And it's really because I have a plethora of chronic illnesses that have really caused me to reach that what most people in the self-development world call the dark night of the soul, where you just don't know if you can continue. You know that something has to change. You know that something's wrong, but you're going from doctor to doctor to doctor. Nobody can figure out what's wrong. And to everyone else, you look perfectly fine, but you're having this existential crisis. It's not just as a result of the medical condition. And I think I don't know who said it, but I love the phrase that the issue is in the tissue. And it really goes back to, the body keeps the score, if you're familiar with that book, and a lot of other philosophies that talk about the internalization and the metabolic nature of our emotional issues. And so psychologically, things can manifest physically for us, which create disease. And if you put that dash in the dis-ease, it really is that misalignment. It's that emotional trauma. It's the activity that happens when our waking life is not working in the direction of a healthy direction. And that can in itself turn on those latent triggers in our body that can open the door for dis-ease. And so what we want to do is look at how can we heal those misalignments? How can we heal those blockages, those traumas, those diseases as part of our healing journey? And that's really what led me to it and the promise that I feel it holds.
I've just been reading some books in the last few days on pain and emotions and the mind and all of that. And it's hard for me to see it, but I'm hearing this over and over and over again. And so I guess I need to be paying more attention to it. But, when I feel pain, I feel pain. And I go, well, how does that relate to my foot? How does that relate to my brain? How do I deal with something that hurts so bad in my back, in my foot, in whatever part of, your body? And then to have somebody say, well, it actually is in your mind. And, that's hard for me to buy, especially when I know that I have bulging discs in my spine, and I have a frozen shoulder, and I, all of these different things. How do you reconcile those two things together?
Because you are perceiving your physical ailments as strictly being physical. And you're not allowing the fact that your mind is part of your body and that your mind believes everything you think as well. And that we are fundamentally, and just think about physics, energy. And so it's not a stretch to say that if we're having a particular ailment, that it could be energetically related. Yes, a doctor is going to say, well, you're accumulating this type of matter over here in this part of your body. And yes, that is true. But what is causing that? And I think that's where Western medicine falls short, because they're only looking in the microscope of, well, your spine is twisting this way. This is a particular bone alignment thing, and we're just going to realign the bone and everything's going to be fine. Well, sometimes that's because you're holding on to something somewhere else in your body. Everyone has places where they hold stress, for example. So if you've ever gone to physical therapy, or if you've ever gone for a massage, that person can tell exactly where you hold your stress. Well, what is stress but energy, right? And it can also be emotional, right? And so we hold all those things in our body. And sometimes they're things from our childhood that we've just never released. And so those things are inextricably intertwined. They're so related. And when not to say anything bad about the medical profession, but when we are diagnosed with a condition, it's very much in the physical way, and it's not holistically looked at for the mind and spirit way as well. And those three things do play off each other, and they are connected. And so I have a guest on my podcast coming up this year that has a horrible chronic pain condition and ended up becoming an Ashaya monk to really deal with her pain and figured out how to meditate in a way that she could relieve her own pain, which I find fascinating as a person who's suffered chronic pain for many, many years for all different reasons and ways. So I find it really interesting. I don't have all the answers, of course, but I find it very interesting that women are the ones predominantly affected by autoimmune disease, and that women are the ones that I work with exclusively, and that our experience in life is very unique. And I feel that there is a connection between, like I said before, the issues and the tissues. And why not try to heal ourselves as much as we can when we're dealing with something so chronic that there isn't a pill we can take to make it go away?
The two last questions that I have for you are, first of all, how does someone work by themselves to try to figure all of this out? And secondly, how do you work with people, and how can they get in touch with you to see if you and they would be a good fit?
Yes. So the way people can do it themselves, and that's the ultimate goal, right, is to learn how to decode their own dreams. And of course, there's many different approaches to this. My approach is very unique, but I have online courses where you can take the Women's Guide to Dream Decoding to learn the method yourself and try it out for yourself. I also offer one-to-one virtual sessions, 30-minute discovery call, and I also have a series of dream sessions, as well as a 90-day women's enlightenment program that really empowers women to delve deep into what's happening in the other aspects of their lives and their dreams, and really bring that forward to discover what healing can be done. And it's not unlike so many other healing modalities that are out there. And as part of that, I integrate meditation and visualization and affirmations and journal prompts, because they're all part of that personal growth process. And when we do personal growth, we start to peel back the onion that is ourselves, and we start to heal ourselves in ways that we didn't realize we needed to. And that can be a very physical healing journey as well. And so my website is womensdreamanalysis.com. I'm also on YouTube, Pinterest, X or Twitter, and TikTok now, and LinkedIn. And you can find me there. And I'm also on the Insight Timer app, which is a meditation app. And I lead Women's Dream Circle on there, as well as guided meditations. My podcast is on there. And my podcast is Women's Dream Enlightenment. And on there, I have women come on, they share their dreams, I interpret them live on the show. And I also have women just come on and tell their stories of their spiritual journeys.
Really interesting. Everybody listening, Ayanna, I could go on with this all day. I have so many questions and want to delve deeper. And I want to know why I'm fighting World War III in my front yard. So, you know, if you have questions like that, please take advantage of Megan Mary's, you know, offerings and see what she can do to support you. And frankly, if it's a way to help make you feel better, why not give it a try? This doesn't mean that it's going to work for everyone. Nothing out there works for everyone. Every person is an individual, and, you know, different things work differently. But, you know, if you are open to trying other things, this might be a really good way to start the healing process. Thank you, Megan Mary, for being with us today. Wonderful information. Before we leave, do you have something going on, especially right now with all of your offerings, that you'd like to share? Or is there one thing that we didn't talk about that you want to bring up before we end this?
I would encourage everyone to check out my website. Like I said, there's a variety of entry points there. The Women's Dream Empowerment Program is my newest program, and that is the most in-depth that you can work with me. And of course, there's the courses on there as well. And I do have a debut fiction novel coming out this fall also that is really close to my heart. It's a based at Halloween, but it's a story of a woman's self-discovery as well. So looking
forward
to that.
How exciting is that? And what is the name of that?
It hasn't been decided yet, but you'll have to sign up for my newsletter so you can find out as soon as that is. Yes.
The cliffhanger. All right. That is great. Again, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, everyone, for listening today to Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly. If you haven't already, please give us a quick review and a rating on iTunes. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. To wrap things up, often after a podcast, people want to know more about some of the things that we're doing at Invisible Warriors. And if you'd like to hop on a Zoom, my contact information along with our guests today will be in the show notes. And thank you all again for tuning in and listening to today's conversation. So see you next week, same time, same place. Get out there, be productive, and soar higher. Take care, everybody.
That's it for today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Today's podcast has been brought to you by the Invisible Warriors Club, a program of Invisible Warriors. They see how hard life is for these women and hate that the world doesn't seem to understand that these diseases/disabilities are serious, life-changing challenges which bring about poor medical treatment, high and unrealistic medical bills, lack of ability to sustain working conditions, and loss of family cohesiveness. Through advocacy and programs, this organization extends a nurturing hand, fostering both awareness in the community and individual growth amidst adversities. Join them by heading over to the Invisible Warriors website for more information on how to join the club.